Komoiawa Tamanui, France and Tine, and this is your Wātea English News. Labour Party leader Chris Hipkins says people don't need to wait for their easy vote packs to cast an early vote. The Electoral Commission says most enrolled voters should have received their packs by the end of the week. Mr Hipkins says early voting numbers seem to be down on the 2020 election, which could indicate the large number of undecided voters out there. But people don't need their easy vote card to vote.
You can just walk in. You don't need to have any form of identification with you either. You can walk in, you can give them your name, and you should be able to vote. If you're not on the roll, you can enroll at the same time at the polling booth. So make sure you go to the polling booth. Everybody has the right to vote, and it's really important that they do.
Mr Hipkins says the Electoral Commission is working to resolve complaints from Māori about their negative experiences in previous elections. On other news, Watercare says it could be 2 weeks before it can stop raw sewage flowing into the Waitemata. Chief Operations Officer Mark Bourne says the damage from a massive sinkhole and pipe collapse under a property in St George's Bay Road in Parnell is much greater than originally thought. The repair now involves building a 400-metre pipe around the block sewer pipe and digging an 8-metre hole for a new underground pump station.
Normally, we would expect planning of that kind of work to take a couple of weeks and certainly the construction of it to take several months. But we're committed to completing all of that within the next 2 weeks. So we will be working quite literally around the clock and we'll have multiple crews working in multiple locations to speed that activity up.
Mark Bourne says Watercare has managed to restrict the flow of raw sewage into the harbour to two locations, one near Mechanics Bay and the other near the western end of the viaduct. Ngāti Whātua has declared a rāhui over swimming or taking kaimoana from the Waitemata. Lastly, rural whānau have been warned to prepare now for a hot and dry summer. NIWA Principal Climate Scientist Chris Brandolino says the usual effects of El Nino, which is caused by warm water off the coast of South America, will be compounded by an Indian Ocean dipole, which limits humidity coming down from the northern hemisphere. It could mean drought in Te Taitokero and Te Tairāwhiti.
So people need to kind of think of a plan, what they're going to do. And if they're going to be out enjoying the outdoors, camping, things like that, just, being sensible.
Chris Brandolino says dry conditions means people should avoid setting off bushfires this summer. And that's your Wātea English News.